Now it's time for more of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Reggio Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Celebrating our first anniversary on the air with Mightier 1090.
That's awesome.
Isn't that
right
awesome?
On.
Yeah, for sure. The Mightier 1090 is celebrating their first year on the air. Of course, we started back with them in December, but it's actually going to be our 30th anniversary on the air on September 11th. So if you can believe that, 30 years on the air for Let's Talk. We'll have a big celebration on the air Saturday, September 11th. So that's going to be a fun show. I'm here with Rock Cod Rick and Pete Gray, and we're here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, and with Paul Lepore, our good buddy, formerly Baja trailer boat expert, now just a fishing expert.
Yeah, so all the
just
way
covering
around.
Everything from Alaska to Baja and beyond, and we haven't even ventured into Panama or anything like that, too. So
we're having a great time. I got all kinds of boat questions that I got for him in the second hour. So, yeah, we're just having a great time and lots of fun, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup in the second hour, join us on the phones at 213-432-1090. It's been a busy morning, but it's a great time to call right now as we lost a call during the break. So there's a phone line literally open right now. It's 213-432-1090. Also, text the show. We got a pile of great texts already lined up, but we got plenty of time for more. Send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download. Easy to get. Great way to listen to the show during the week. If you missed a show or you want to catch up on an archive show, they're really easy to follow via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and lots of fun. And as we said in the beginning of the show, too, such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to be winning an AFTCO prize pack that includes a brand new AFTCO fillet knife and that AFTCO Reaper technical sweatshirt, courtesy of our friends at AFTCO, kind of a celebration of their big ICAST win, sweeping all four best in show categories for the clothing there. A very, very cool thing. And like we said before, too, we're going to have Matt from AFTCO on next week. We're going to be talking all kinds of gear and fishing and all night. Yeah, great times going on, and we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting, Rick.
You got it, man. It's time for the catch report today. That fishdope.com report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Discount Everingham Brothers bait certificates. They have ice. They sell fishing licenses. They do beer, soda, water, snacks, and coffee. And, more importantly, the best price on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. A very easy in-and-out parking ability with your boat trailer. And, get this, for a limited time, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. You hear that right? 100 pounds of free ice. There's no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena in San Diego. And I know you like hearing these stories. I had back-to-back guys at the line machine yesterday. They didn't know each other. We were, you know, putting line on reels yesterday, having a good time. And the one guy said, "Hey, man, you know, by the way, I heard you guys talking about that. This will be, you know, next weekend," meaning today. He goes, "Will be my second time doing the free ice deal." Guy behind him, not knowing each other, said, "I did that same thing. You know, 35 gallons worth of fuel, you get 100 pounds worth of free ice." So it is for sure working. You know, lots of people are taking advantage
of
it.
I've talked to a lot of people that have been, and once you go there, you realize, wow, this is the place to pull your trailer boat in because it's so easy in and out, and prices are better, and
you said it
free
best,
ice.
Like the price is considerably cheaper than the gas station on the corner by my house. It's kind of like the you know Costco style thing. You know, it's way cheaper fuel. It's easier to get the boat in and out of. They give you 100 pounds of ice for free when you're throwing fuel in the boat. And you can buy a half, you basically pay for a half scoop certificate worth and get a full scoop for the bait.
Like
it's a
no brainer.
It's a really cool spot. The market's killer that they have there. All the food and drinks,
super clean.
You can grab a snack. I'm a lazy making lunch guy. Like, it's an easy spot to grab the pre made sandwiches before you go fishing.
Get your license.
It's a cool spot, man. Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Well, hey, let's talk to our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Paul. Hey, Paul, congratulations on that retirement, buddy. I've been watching you live in large. It's, that's just awesome. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Mark.
It's like he and Greg Stotesbury, right? We're just like,
oh my God, Greg is doing
both
it. Right.
They both live in the dream, right?
I look at Greg and go, man, I don't fish enough.
You guys are good role models for me when I get it.
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
But hey, buddy, so we got a truly historic setup in Southern California right now. I never thought I would ever see a scenario where you got like our local three-quarter day boats, like the Enterprise, the Freelance, the Native Sun. Those guys are killing it. Fishing right there with the Royal Star, Royal Polaris, and all the rest of the long-range fleet. You know, and I mean, they're fishing that yellowfin and that bluefin right in the Villa Catalina with the casino and Avalon in the background. I mean, this is the home of sport fishing, and we've really got some sport fishing going on, man. These are the good old days. So that bluefin and yellowfin, but there's a big area of that bluefin. They've been moving around a little bit for sure. Last weekend, we fished them down toward that 209, 312 sector, and, you know, they were there for a few days, and then they went rolling up toward the island, and the spot looks like it kind of split. Some went up the backside and out into Never Never Land, and some up the front where it settled in for the past few days. It's been pretty darn good fishing for sure. There's a bunch of fish there, but guys, those bluefin are stealthy, and they've definitely gone into the daytime stealth mode. It requires a pretty finesse touch to be successful. Like you guys have been talking there, it's long drift with a hot bait, a small circle hook, and 25-pound test is probably your best shot. And you got to be patient. You know, you just got to soak them out. There's not a whole lot to be running around for. There's, you know, the fish are in the area. You just kind of cut away to them up there. But that zone 5 to 10 miles off the east end, it's a good grade of both yellowfin and bluefin in there. So 25 and 30 is the better shot there. A little bit better resistance, abrasion resistance than the really light stuff on that bigger fish. The other area that's working for some small boat guys is right tight to the slide, 20 to 30 fathoms. It's like the old days. That smaller bluefin is in there, and it's perfect for that 20-pound set up there. You'll definitely get bit better on that super light line. And there's a nice mix of big yellows and yellowfin tuna in there also. And it just goes on with the tuna fishing. You know, there's been some pretty good nighttime fishing on the flatfalls in that same area. Not them bigger fish. We haven't seen too much of them here recently, but it's just an awful lot of fish. And I don't think there's time to talk about Santa Barbara Island, San Clemente Island, Tanner Bank, and all the stuff going along the beach. You going to give me another 10 minutes, Pete?
Yeah, man. I mean, how about, squid off of Mission Beach in San Diego, huh? I mean,
I'm not even going to talk about squid because that would probably make Ricky all nervous that we're going to give away his best spots and stuff like that. So.
Or deep drop swordfish starting to happen.
Oh,
you know, we've had a couple of customers, start to not, again, the typical thing, the guys that do it as professionals are starting to knock off those fish now, starting to be pretty consistent, and the guys that are, that are learning the ropes. We've had several customers go and have bites and hook fish, and I'm sure guys have landed them also, but, definitely starting to see that whole fishery right back where it was. The last couple of weeks, several of our customers that are, kind of gotten into it, got geared up last year, want to do a, hey, we fished tuna all day, we caught a few, we want to do a drift in the afternoon. Oh, we had two bites and hooked one, and he came off halfway the line. So, yeah, that's definitely
starting to go
a thing
off
too, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, Mark, if you were a member of fishdope.com, you'd know all about that squid bite off of Mission Beach, because those guys have had it up there all week, and so that's why, another reason why you got to have fishdope.com. You get all the inside info. $20 off a new membership, thefishdope.com, using the code hookup now. Lowercase, no space. It's like having Mark Wish on the phone all the time when you're subscribing to fishdope.com, right?
Yeah, those guys do a fantastic job. I talk to Danny all the time, and it's great to get that info, to have all that give and take, and they are just doing a fantastic job of scooping up all that info. And, I'm one of these old guys here. I remember the old days when this stuff did not exist. And if you didn't have a handful of guys in your code group, you had no idea where the hell you were going to catch something.
So
it's a different world today, thank goodness.
Yeah, for sure.
It's awesome.
And Mark, how do we find you if we want to get you for info?
Well, we're still in Huntington Beach. We're right there on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. We're putting up more pictures of some of the new stuff. We got some new stuff coming here, too, by the way. Yeah, that's the best way to find us. I want to mention here for just a second, what you guys were talking about just at the top of the hour about the drag settings and how to set the drags, you know, and how much people don't pull. You know, I've got a scale in the store that I let our customer pull against, especially the guys that think they know how to pull on fish. It's just hysterical watching them. You know, your average guy who thinks he's pulling like hell is pulling like 6 pounds. And then I don't think I've ever seen anybody pull more than 20 unless, you know, I put them in a harness with a real tuna outfit.
Yeah.
To pull hard standing up, virtually impossible for most people.
So do you find that same thing, that people set their drags too light most of the times?
Oh, my God, they have no clue. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the average guy, when I give them, like, one of my outfits, a comfortable 30-pound outfit, and I back the drag all the way off, and I said, and I hook them to the scale, and I said, go ahead and, you know, pull on this and push the drag up until it feels like you're pulling comfortably on 30 pound, if you got enough drag on 30 pound to catch something. The average number, I would say, is 4, maybe 5 pounds.
Wow. It should be 10.
I believe that for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They just have no clue. And then when you give them like that 10 or 12 pounds, man, that arm is shaking and they're groaning.
Uh-huh.
It's
you can pull hard on 30 pounds.
You guys know. You can.
Pulling on rods is the same thing. When you talk about arm shaking, that's another thing is we get so many people in the shop that, you know, when we're pulling on rods with somebody that maybe, especially for bigger fish, you know, 40 through 100-pound gear or 130-pound gears, you know, somebody will grab a hold of the rod and they'll, especially as rods get longer in length too, they'll throw a big bend in it and they'll pull on it for 2 seconds or 5 seconds. And like, yeah, this thing's great. And it's like, well, you know, let's do this for a minute. You know, let's put the stopwatch on for 1 minute and 30 seconds in, you know, the arms are just shaking. Like, well, maybe this isn't the right rod for us.
Yeah.
Anybody can hold something for just a minute, or a few seconds worth of time, but, you know, you're going to be engaged in this thing for the next hour. Are we sure we want this fast of a rod or this long, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, for sure. Well, Mark, good advice. And go see Mark over at Pacific Edge, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it. I don't know how it's going to be any better than what we're talking about right now.
We'll see. A repeat of this would be just fine.
Well, you got that right, buddy.
No,
we'll
I can see how it would be better. That fish slides back down toward our area and leaves your area up there. Yeah, I know you guys love it up there.
Give
us our fish back. Bring it down here.
You know, we're going tomorrow. We're probably going to leave by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, really. It's right at your front door.
Few miles, and it's biting better kind of midday. So there's no reason for the crack of dawn right at the moment.
Gentlemen's
hour. Anyway,
go get them, Mark.
Yeah,
thanks. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, we talked about that great squid off of Mission Bay, and I know somebody took very good advantage was the new Seaforth. You know, talking about having live squid and big sea bass on the half day boat, and we're going to find out about that and a lot more. Talking to our buddy Marcos from Seaforth Sport Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning?
We're doing great. Yeah, good fishing going on. Anxious to hear what happened at Seaforth this week.
Yeah, you know, very similar fishing to what we've seen for the last 5 months now. It's just been some spectacular fishing, and it's got started early, and it's still going. I mean, we're still talking about catching bluefin in the middle of August. Those overnight trips, stuffing away at those bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail. And it's been pretty good fishing. We actually got a call from the Polaris Supreme this morning. They're on their second day of a 3-day trip, and they have 70 bluefin on the boat.
Wow.
And he said about half of those are in the 50 to 70-pound range.
Ooh.
And the others are only in that 20 to 40-pound range. So some really great bluefin fishing there. The full-day trips shifted a little bit, not seeing as much of that bluefin and yellowfin. We did it earlier in the week, but they're back fishing in Mexico, and they're only catching Dorado and Yellowtail right now. In San Diego yesterday, 5 Dorado, 114 Yellowtail. Watch 4 Dorado, 53 Yellowtail. So, you know, a little bit of a downgrade there, I guess, but still very good fishing on all of those trips, those full days, those overnights, a day and a half. Instead of those half-day trips, picking away at those calico bass, a lot of good calico bass fishing on there. And you got to really pay attention to those counts, because sometimes you may only see, you know, 10 fish kept on there, but they released 100 or 200 calico bass. And like we talk about, that 13-inch calico bass is just as fun to pull on as that 14-inch calico bass. So definitely check the website at seaforthlanding.com. We've got our full schedule up there for those half days if you're going to get into that calico bass fishing. The full-day trips fishing Dorado and Yellowtail. If you're going to go after some more bluefin and yellowfin, you've got those overnight day-and-a-half trips on there and lots of options. Seaforthlanding.com. You can make reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And you need to come pull on some rods, and if you feel like to get your butt kicked there, definitely come down and visit the tackle shop. Say hi to Dustin, the guys over there. And speaking of Dustin, he was wondering when he gets to be on the show again.
Yeah, he was great on the show. Yeah, we got to book him. Yeah, he was fantastic on the show.
Tell him let's
connect and let's book him on the show and get him back in here.
I will let him know because, yeah, he's got some good information for you there. And like I said, it's been a spectacular season. You know, yeah. I know last year things got shook up a bit with, you know, everything going on there, but it's been some great fishing over the last couple of years. And the biggest thing, and this is one thing that we always talk about, is it's been super consistent. It's just been good fishing day to day there. You may not be getting limits on absolutely everything, but you're going to pretty much catch something every day you go out there.
And one last thing to note, too, you talked about that great yellowtail fishing that you've been seeing on the full-day trips. It should be noted, too, for the guys that haven't done it, this is not the 3-pound yellowtail of years past. You know, it's a really nice grade of fish. Yeah, I mean, everyone pulls hard, and it's a really nice grade of fish. It's good kelp patty yellowtailing.
For sure. So go
get it. Absolutely, great fishing there. Yeah, get your gear tuned up, get on the boat, and get out there fishing. Escape that really hot weather, especially if you're inland there.
Good call, Marcos. Well, we appreciate a fantastic report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. It's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, again, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maplewood and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info.
You talk about one-stop shop to get your info, too. As you go in there and see John, and he's going to dial in on that squid thing. That's where the focal point is
right there.
So you go in there and talk to John or one of his great guys that works in there, Bubba. And, I mean, they'll dial you in at Dana Landing go in there, and as you're launching your boat or just hanging out there getting your deli sandwich or your breakfast, Dana Landing, great source of information and the right tackle, too.
Totally. Huge shop, too.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, they have all kinds of unique stuff that will get you bit, for sure.
Yep.
Well, hey, great text came through on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And, again, if you want to text the show and ask a question of Paul, easy to do. Just get it on the Let's Talk Hookup app. He says, I'm taking my 10-year-old out with Taro on the Liberty on Monday for a first full day. What do you recommend for reel size and tackle size for that kid?
Oh, boy. First thing I do is I go in Fisherman's Landing and talk to Rick his guys. But I like that Talica 10, that Talica 10 with 25.
Reel.
Yeah, it's a great reel. CalStar United Composite, something like that. But a 25-pound fluorocarbon setup I think would be great. I don't know Taro, but I heard about him, and I heard he's really great with customers. So,
yeah, and the boat's super comfortable.
Yeah.
So the 25-pound outfit is perfect. And if it's a day trip, you know, likely they're going to go down, fish that offshore or Coronado Islands for that nice grade yellowtail and the Dorado right now.
Yep.
Depending, of course, next week. Who knows what happens on Monday,
especially
right?
The way this year is going.
It's changing every single day. But 25-pound, perfect setup.
And what a user-friendly fishery, too, to get a kid started on.
Oh,
you're
going
to see a lot of action. It's not a super difficult fishery. You know, I mean, it's just get a bait and fire one off, and you get the right kelp. Everybody gets a bite, and there'll be the fun action of hearing everybody hooting and hollering. And, and it's a mix of yellowtail and Dorado. So what you're one-on-one, you see a neon green fish doing cartwheels over here. It's just a high energy, and with the... You know, with the light loads that the landings all have, now at least I know the Liberty. I mean, the Liberty post-COVID, you know, it's taking considerably less. You know, they are now able to take more passengers, but they have just...
Same with San Diego, too, yeah.
They've just decided
and,
that, you know...
And the Point Loma and all the three-quarter day guys.
Their customers,
full-day guys.
Yeah, customers have just shown we would rather pay a few more bucks and fish with a lot less people than a few less bucks and a lot more people. And so that's exactly how it is. So you're... At any point in time, a full load on those boats is still very comfortable to fish with. Like, you no longer need to be afraid of the whole... Oh, there's going to be 60 people in the boat. They just don't do that anymore.
No.
So, great call.
Like going with Steve on the Point Loma, he's taking 24 or something
great.
Like that. Just like
so
super light loads. Yeah, so it's proven. proven out to be great.
No doubt about it.
All
well,
right.
The phones are packed up. I know everybody's excited to keep rolling and talk to Paul. Why don't we do that and talk to Gary? He's called us from Lawndale this morning. Hi, Gary. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and my old friend, Paul.
Hi,
you know,
Gary.
Back in the day of the Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars, Paul, I always looked at you as a bluefin expert, and you used the Ironman number 5 in blue and chrome.
Old Dick Uranga.
You still use that lure.
Yeah. I remember we were sitting in a nice little bite of yellowfin, and you went and pinned on a mackerel and caught the jackpot fish. I remember that.
Those are great. And speaking of Dick Uranga, I saw yesterday that the Captain Potato Head Memorial Trip, which is Dick Uranga's famous name, Captain Potato, is out on the searcher
right now.
Yeah. So good luck to them.
What a good guy.
Yeah.
He
was, yeah. Oh, Dick was such a great guy.
Yeah.
Iron Man.
Gentleman.
A super gentleman. Yeah.
That is such a cool group that honors Dick on that trip. It's like the same guys every year. You like can't get on the trip or, you know, difficult to. And we just had a fun one. A guy called me at the shop the other day. They do a pay raffle on the boat where they raise a bunch of money to support cancer research. And one of the guys who goes every year couldn't go, but he still wanted to participate. And he called it. He said, "Hey, man, can I ask you a favor? Can you charge me $100 and give a gift card and give it to Celia so I can put it into the raffle?
Wow.
You know, I haven't missed a trip in 5 years, but I can't this year." And it's just that's a really cool group of people.
That
and
is nice.
So a bunch of people will donate their stuff, and then they'll all chip in their own money and buy raffle tickets to buy their own prize back, and then all that money goes to support research. It's just, cool. Just a great, great group of people.
Yeah. Boy, that missed that guy for sure.
Yeah,
super
a fun
good
one.
Guy. Definitely. Hey, Gary, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right. Some good text coming through. Here's a good one from one of our listeners. It's a drain in Huntington Beach, and he has a question for us. I'm sure you have a good story about fishing LaGuardia Island and the Sea of Cortez. We know that for sure,
man.
Right? Huh?
Well, I trailered my boat down there years ago. I don't remember which boat it was, but anyway. We found some guys that talked about a spot off LaGuardia, and we found it.
Where's that in just general reference for those that aren't familiar with where LaGuardia Island is?
LaGuardia is the big island at Bay of L.A.
Okay.
It's the big one that you look out and see. It's
Sea Cortez side.
Sea Cortez side, halfway down the peninsula.
Probably the biggest island in that upper Sea Cortez and Hell of LaGuardia.
Anyway, I'm trying to blank on the name of the reef. It'll come to me. But we found the reef, and kind of local guys. Yeah, go up here. Go out, days before. GPS and all that kind of stuff. So look for this point, and down. And anyway, the old digital fish finder, and you can kind of see the bottom. And man, we got some huge yellowtail and just got tooled on a lot of them. And after that trip, I came back and I bought the accurate side plates for my 4-odd reels because I twisted up all my reels. That was my introduction to Jacket Accurate and the guys.
Wow.
And yeah, boy, that was so much fun and big yellowtail. And ironically, I was looking at the reports last night. Those big yellowtail are biting really good at Bay of L.A. right now in
are
San
they?
Dorado. And,
so would you launch at Bay of L.A.?
Oh, yeah, there's a launch ramp there. Guillermo's has a launch ramp. Super good ramp, really protected. You can make bait in the bay. And Bay of L.A. is a great place to go, especially for somebody who hasn't done Baja. Bay of L.A. is a good place.
What's your favorite time of the year there?
Right now is really, really good. The later you get, August, September, the hotter it gets.
Really?
With the heat comes the fish.
Yeah.
You get Toro that come in on the beach there, and you can catch them on surface iron.
Wow.
Toro's like a yellowtail or a rooster fish, and they literally push bait on the beach and throw surface irons at them.
And they're so hard.
They pull so hard.
Do you catch roosters there in Bay of L.A. or no?
I haven't caught any roosters there, but I've caught Toro, which, again, are same type of fish. And they're, between, 10 to 25 pounds. And, you're literally catching them in 5 feet of water. And like Ricky said, they just pull so hard.
Yeah. How fun.
Paul, you've done the Baja, you know, for, you know, half a lifetime, and I know that you've done it in everything from a 10-boat to a center console to a skipjack to, I mean, everything that could be trailered and you know, now in a big boat. Like, of your years, do you have a favorite? Like, if you were going to go back into a trailer and down, is there a happy medium? Is a medium-sized center console offer the comfort but still this? Is the big boat better because you're a lot more equipped once you're on the water? Is the 10-boat better because you can go anywhere? Like a lifetime of doing it in a bunch of different rigs, do you have a favorite boat that you took down there?
Oh, my gosh. You know, my Blackman 26 was really, really great. Diesel, economical, truly, it's called a fish machine. Great, great boat. Probably some of my favorite trips are, I think my first trip to Mag Bay, I took my 21-foot Baja Bay Runner aluminum center console with a 75 horsepower. I loaded everything up in the boat, a 5-cubic-foot freezer, a generator, and we camped on Punta Belcher.
Wow.
And bought an inflatable, and literally camped in a tent there. Went out the first day I went fishing, I got 2 marlin and a sailfish on a 12-pound line.
Wow.
The first day I fished there. Really. Which, again, you could learn how hard to pull, because if I broke them off, which fortunately I didn't, but if I broke them off, I just retie and go catch another because they're boiling all
and
over.
And where is Punta Belcher?
Punta Belcher is the kind of the first place. It used to be a fish processing place on the beach there. But when you come in, it's on the left-hand side about 5 miles up in the bay.
Of Bay Valet.
Mag Bay.
Of
sorry.
Mag Bay.
Yeah,
okay,
Mag Bay,
on the other side.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And so that's kind of my, when
that's
I look
cool.
back and I think back of all the...
Some of the favorites.
Hot and uncomfortable and all that.
Yeah.
You know, now when I do it on the big boat and it's super comfortable and... You know, 2 generators and air conditioning, and I'm getting lazy.
Well, as you can hear, we got a lot going on and a lot more of your phone calls when we come back. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook. I'm having a great time here this morning. And again, if you want to get through, join in the fun. 213-432-1090. Phones are packed up. Lots of great stuff going through. We had another good text coming through that I thought was a really good one. It kind of references to what you mentioned before about loading the trailer. And this is from Doug in Claremont. He says, where is the best place to store your extra gear in your boat on the way to Baja? Obviously, you had mentioned wanting to keep it as light as possible. I think he's referring to tongue weight and things like that. Is it better to put weight towards the front of the trailer or towards the back? Do you have a preference one way or the other? Thanks for all the great info over the years, Doug and Claremont.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I don't like putting it over the back because then the boat kind of bounces as you go down the highway. Mm-hmm. I think the best place is either over the axles or in front of the axles are the best place for it. Speaking of that, as you were reading that, I was thinking about, you know, preparation. Leaf springs on your trailer.
Okay.
The leaf springs are the things that literally spring as you go down and hit a pothole. Most of them are rusted and crummy and crappy. And I'd recommend if I were to go down and bring a trailer, I'd recommend go take your trailer to a reputable trailer shop and look at those. And they're literally just held on by a couple of bolts. And you can take those, buy spares. I used to go down. I actually had spare leaf springs.
Spare leaf springs.
On my trailer.
Because if you break one,
you lose your axle. And, yeah, no, it's bad. And you break a lot of them on those highways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure washboard roads are just eat up that kind of thing. You're flexing and unflexing so fast and so bad that you're going to.
Right.
How many spare tires do you take?
You know, it's funny.
Tires and rims.
First trip I ever did, I was a novice, had no idea. I was a young firefighter and bought a boat and trailer. I didn't even have a spare tire, didn't even have a lug wrench to change the tire. And then I literally evolved to bring in a generator and the top half of my rollaway toolbox.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and extra spares. And I like to have at least two spares because if you get over too far and you hit a culvert, you're going to take out both tires and rims.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pretty much guarantee you're going to get a flat on a spare tire.
Yeah.
Simply because the trailers are spec'd for the boats to drive from here to the launch ramp.
Right.
Yeah. They're not. I mean, you look at Loretto. Loretto's 600 miles one way.
Yeah.
Just the heat on the road and the heat on those tires and the, like Ricky, you said, the constant pounding on the washboard or even on the highway. It's just, it's really, really hard on it.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. They are packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Paul. How about next up we talk to Alex calling us from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Alex? Welcome to the show.
Hey,
Alex,
good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, when we're talking about, you know, fishing like yo-yo irons and some of the heavier jigs, you know, I know a lot of the technology on rods has changed. I'm kind of used to, you know, way back in the day, everybody was fishing like 6-foot rods, maybe 7-foot rods. But do you guys ever recommend like a 7.5-foot or even an 8-foot on some of those jigs?
For jig fishing, what do you think, Paul?
You know, it depends on if you're yo-yoing. That means you're fishing deep. And I like a shorter rod for yo-yoing. The longer the rod, Ricky was talking earlier about the, you know, 8 or 9 foot rod. All I can think about is how much my lower back hurts when Rick is talking about pulling on it. So if I'm casting, like if I'm casting a breezing yellowtail or bluefin, a long rod is what I want. But if I'm yo-yoing, I'm fishing deep and a short rod because it's kind of like a, you know, same idea as a hook. I want a hook that's small enough that I can get a bite. But once I have a fish hooked, I wish I had a bigger hook because I can pull harder. Same thing with a rod. A longer rod is awesome. I can cast with them. They're better feel. I just like the long parabolic. It's wonderful. But if I'm fishing straight down in yo-yo iron, you know, 60-pound, I want a short rod that I can really pull on.
Yeah, perfect.
Good
advice.
It just doesn't, you know, you don't need the advantage of casting or anything like that when you're fishing a yo-yo jig. So if you're getting to the point in your arsenal where this is your yo-yo jig rod, there just isn't need for it. You know,
6.5 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Perfect. Yeah.
All right.
Relatively fast taper too. I don't like a real parabolic rod when you're yo-yo jig fishing because, you know, the yo-yo jig's got some pressure to it, and you're winding real fast, and you don't want that whole rod loaded up. You know, you don't want to be fighting the rod and reel from just winding the lure. It'll kind of wear you out. So I like a relatively fast taper that shuts off pretty quick yo-yo jigging.
And you're fishing in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah,
so when
totally.
You hook that fish, you got to stop them, and the more parabolic, the more bend to the rod, the less drag power you can stop that fish with.
Yeah, for sure. Good advice.
Yeah,
hey, thanks
question.
A lot for the call. Good question.
I appreciate that.
Let's jump back in.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Eric? He's calling us from Valley Center this morning. Eric, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I used to travel down to Abrieros all the time, and I was just wondering how the roads are down there now and how safe is it to travel by yourself?
Abrieros is about halfway down on the Pacific side. It's been a while since I've been there. I'm pretty sure that road is all paved in there now. Abrieros is a real popular surf spot. It's a lobster fishing area, which is how I first found it. I went down there years ago and literally camped on the beach and went out with the lobster guys while they pulled their traps. Really good yellowtail fishing, grouper fishing. There's a little spot called La Bocana, which is about 35 miles past Abrieros. And there's they actually now have La Bocana. You can look it up online.
La Bocana Sport Fishing.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I think Wanchi is behind that. I fished with Wanchi years ago when I trailered my boat down there. He had a GPS, and I took him out fishing for the day, and we got like 5 grouper in like 35 feet of water. It was amazing. Let them all go because I didn't want to kill them. But that Abrieros area is a really, really good area. La Bocana is even better. You can make bait there. You can launch a boat there, so on and so forth, have a place to stay, or you can go there and fish with their sport fishing operation. In regard to, you know, going by yourself, I think safety in numbers is important anywhere you go. Ideally, if you have another vehicle you can go down with. I'd be reluctant, and not to say I wouldn't do it, but I'd be reluctant to go down there by myself. It's just nice to have somebody sitting next to you to keep you awake as you're driving and, you know, give you a spell when you're driving. And you know, that's kind of my thought on that.
And for current road conditions, you should probably recommend Discover Baja Travel or Vagabundos or something like that.
Exactly.
Contact one of them, and they'd know the current road conditions.
Yeah, right. And you know, there's some really good Baja websites. Baja Nomad is a really good one where you can go and you can ask questions, and they have all kinds of road reports and trip reports and, you know, all kinds
Get
of
current
stuff.
Conditions because they change every day.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Had a fun text come through from our good buddy, Dr. Chris Minnick, who's always very particular about his gear, aware of that kind of stuff, and an excellent fisherman. And he just wanted to add that a bend in the rod generally adds between 2 to 3 pounds of pressure to the scale when it's all said and done. So line coming straight off the reel could be 6, and a bend in the rod generally adds 2 to 3 pounds of pressure.
Interesting.
And I can assure you, if that's coming from Chris, you can take that as gospel.
He is the professor when it comes to technical.
Really great word for it. Yeah, totally the professor when it comes to that. So,
Thanks, Chris.
Good tip, Chris.
Good tip, for sure.
With that, let's jump back into the phones. Phones are packed up. If you want to get your shot, again, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Vinny, who's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Hi, Vinny. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Might be a little too early to talk about this or ask the question, but do you know, is there going to be day at the dock, and it's usually around, like, November? Is that happening, do you know?
So November is not the day at the docks. Similar event. That's the one that Fisherman's Landing puts on called Tackle Days, and that will be an event.
It's on.
First Saturday in November. We kind of joke that tackle days is like day at the docks without the face painting, but similar in that all of your hardcore saltwater tackle vendors in the parking lot, really good deals obviously on tackle, lots of seminars by prominent fishing type people, and food and just a really cool fishing event. So that one will indeed happen in November. I haven't heard about day at the docks, coming up for 2022, which tends to usually happen, I believe it's in April. Hopefully that will get back on track, because that's certainly a great event that we always look forward to. But no official word on day at the docks yet, but the event you're talking about at the docks,
Tackle Day,
on Saturday, the first Saturday November Tackle Days, will indeed be on again.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
You got it, man. We'll look forward to seeing you. Hey, a good text from John and IB. I've got an old 15-foot Gregor Baja Special aluminum boat, but I really need to get a new trailer. Any thoughts on what I should be doing?
Go visit a local trailer manufacturer and have one spec'd out, and buy one that's bigger for the boat than what you need. And when I say bigger, I mean beefier, not longer.
Beefier, especially for the Baja.
Just beefier, yeah. And in regard to trailer, I had a Parker, I had a 2530 Parker that I trailered down, which was a little bit of a challenge because it's a 9.5
Yeah, that's
beam.
A lot of boat to
trailer. Yeah, it's a lot of boat, yeah. And I wouldn't recommend it. It's just a wider than that highway really was good for. Once I got it there, it was a great boat to have there, but a bit of a nail biter. But it was my first indoctrination. I had a trailer built by a company called ABT Trailers. I'm not sure if they're still around or not, but I went with an aluminum trailer. And, oh, my God, what a difference. It's all they use on the East Coast versus a steel trailer. Mm-hmm. So the trailer for a 25-foot Parker was about 800 pounds lighter in aluminum versus steel. So, again, I talked earlier about not filling your 100-gallon fuel tank. Literally, I could drag this trailer down the Baja Highway, and it was 800 pounds lighter, equivalent of not filling my fuel tank.
Yeah.
And I could feel it in my vehicle. I could feel it. It wasn't as much, stress on the frame of the trailer and the leaf springs and the tires and everything else.
Yeah.
Big fan of aluminum trailers.
Really?
Longevity and strength, you think just as good, aluminum versus galvanized steel?
Again, it's all they use on the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you look around, and you see a lot more if you walk the launch ramps now. You see a lot more aluminum trailers. I was skeptical.
Yeah.
I'd always been a galvanized trailer guy. But even as a galvanized trailer, you got to rebuild them because they rust and you get a nick in them. And
sure. And I don't know this, so I'm coming up for I had just heard that the reason they were so popular there was kind of for the reason that you had mentioned before, that on the East Coast in Florida, like, those guys travel so much lesser of a distance to the launch ramp, and that, our trailers were designed to get from here to the launch ramp, and that, again, I don't know anything, so that's just what I had heard in the past. You're feeling not the case at all. You loved that thing under your boat down the Baja.
Loved it. If I were to buy a trailer again, it'd be aluminum.
That's a serious statement.
And there's positives and negatives to both sides, I think.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, I did I went the next, the guy recommends a XYZ trailer. I bought XYZ plus one.
Sure.
So I had it, the larger frame and larger everything, but again,
more beefy.
It was great.
But here's the problem. If you want to get a trailer, good luck right now, because steel, aluminum, very hard to come by, and the prices literally have almost tripled
of everything
for a trailer. Yeah. And so if you want a trailer like a galvanized trailer from Pacific Trailers, I think they're 4 months out, something like that.
Surprised.
Yeah, so order it now, and hopefully you'll get it. But order anything now.
Try getting a Yamaha 300 right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, next May?
Yeah.
Right?
It's just everything is super tough. Yeah. Everything is super, super tough.
For sure.
But you know what? That's all good, because the fishing's that good that everybody wants
to. Everybody wants to go.
No doubt. Well, let's jump back into the phones. Doug and Montebello have been hanging in there with us. Doug, thanks for hanging on there. Good morning.
Yeah. Is it able to take a boat to the Cortez Bank, or is it too far?
The Cortez or Tanner Bank. Have you taken your boat out there, Paul?
It's been a while. I want to say that...
It's 95 miles offshore, right?
Yeah. Tanner's the inside one, and what is it, Pete? 40 miles directly behind Clemente?
Something like that.
And then Cortez is another 20 or 25 past that.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good run.
Yeah.
I, it's too far for what I do.
And 100 miles going west is a whole lot different than going 100 miles south. You know, like west is where real weather happens.
Yeah.
You're a long way from anything.
Sure you check weather.
Yeah.
Totally. But it's very doable. I know a lot of guys that have done it. They put deck load fuel or they have range on their boats.
Yeah.
It's very doable.
I mean, that's the, you know, trips like that are the reason that the Brandon Haywards and the Brandon Nelsons and the End of the Depths are all putting, you know, those bigger boats into that kind of fishing. You know, that is getting beyond the range of your 23 and 25 foot boat, but, you know, those big center consoles that are able to make large distant runs and things like that in shorter amounts of time. And that's why that boat is becoming so popular here is when you're starting to talk about going 80 and 90 miles, obviously weather dependent, but when you have the ability to be going 35 or 40 knots, that shrinks that rundown an awful lot.
Yeah, you're just better off going on one of the long range boats
out
of San Diego. Day and a half trip, 3 day trip, five
totally.
Day, just get on the long range boat and you'd be
you have time for it. Like we heard that report from Don on the Searcher, you know, being able to be in both places and take advantage of the night bite when you're at here and being able to leave, you know, in the middle of the night so that you wake up and the anchor's already down. I mean, you have the time to wait out the conditions and do it right. There's no doubt.
Going to an area that you're not familiar with.
Totally.
I mean, I know how to fish. I wouldn't know where to begin on my own boat on Cortez Bank.
Yeah, versus the guys on the long range boats. They go there all the time.
Yeah.
They know exactly what to do. Hey, great text from our good buddy Chris Barrick, who lives now in Los Barriles, by the way. He says, hi, Paul, great to hear you. Listening to you guys from my patio overlooking the Sea of Cortez in Los Barriles. We did the same thing with outriggers up in Cabo in 1980 on a 24 skipjack. Town went dark, went snuck out of town, and drove to San Jose in the dark. Love to see if you get down there.
Chris, good to hear from you.
That probably happens now and then, right? But he got out of there without having to pay somebody.
Yeah, he didn't have to give up his new generator.
That was bad.
But it's interesting, you know. Chris being, I've been to Chris's new beautiful new house that he built down there in Los Barriles. There's a lot of, we call them expats, that are living down in that area now in Los Barriles, and it's really exploded down there, real estate wise and stuff. Try and find a place to rent down there if you want to live there for a few.
It's such a great area.
Yeah, I
grew up fishing there. I grew up fishing at Fraley's. My folks built a house there, one of the first houses there. In 1980, and that whole East Cape area now, you wouldn't even recognize it.
Yeah,
but what an amazing, beautiful, wonderful place.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's become the infrastructure now is so great because it's now very comfortable.
Right.
But the downside of that, now there's a traffic jam on downtown Los Barriles, right? traffic jam, it's like, you know, your quads and your...
Yeah, they got to wait for a table at Smokies.
For sure. But I guess the fishing has just been fantastic down there, so, yeah.
Well, we had another fun text come through. Cedros trip from a private boat, is it doable, meaning a Baja trailer trip? Is it doable to fish a Cedros trailer and down to Baja?
Well, I know a guy who did it twice. On a 25-30 Parker.
Okay.
So, first of all, you are allowed to go to Cedros on a private boat, right?
Less than 29 feet.
Less than 29 feet, yes.
Got to buy your biosphere access permit just like you do fishing the Coronal Islands or another biosphere location. But, as long as you're under boat size and buy your permits.
So, where would you launch, Paul?
Turtle Bay. Did it
right at Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah. So, you go off Highway 1, take the turn off to Turtle Bay, and it's all the way paved now. I launched, there's kind of a launch ramp. If you go around Turtle Bay, once you're in the bay, you go around the bay itself to the commercial side where they have all the lobster traps. I launched my Parker there on two different occasions. There's not a ramp, but there's an area where this kind of will work, which is what you do a lot
of
times.
That's what you get in Baja.
So I ran my boat, ran up to Cedros. It's probably from Turtle to Cedros, probably 35 miles, and I also went down and fished down below that. It's a super, again, a remote trip, all the bait you want in Turtle Bay, and
fuel.
Fuel right there, although
expensive.
Super expensive. I do not buy it. I refuse to buy it from Gordo on the pier. It's
just,
how about those Dodgers?
So no, he gouges.
He does. It's horrible.
But he's got you.
Yeah.
Right?
As a matter of fact,
where else are you going to go?
when I bring my big boat down, I actually bought a 150-gallon fuel bladder just so I didn't have to buy fuel for them.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is doable.
It's doable.
Yeah, it's doable. You can't buy fuel on the island, although I bet you could make some arrangements if you had some contacts. I just haven't done that.
Yeah.
But that fishing at Cedros is
fantastic.
Spectacular.
Now, myself, I'm going to jump with Cedros Sport Fishing or Cedros Island Fishing Charters and just fly down there and go on one of the boats and stay on the island. And it sounds, I mean, although it sounds like a great adventure that you're doing, I'm just like.
When are you going? Because I'll go with you. I'm dead serious.
It's awesome down there.
And we come back, we're going to find out what Lucky Guy's got himself a full AFCO package. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These out workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you. It'll be a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Pride, Polaris, Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To starters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971. It is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, the big winner winning the AFCO package that includes the brand new AFCO fillet knife and the Reaper Technical sweatshirt going to Mike in Torrance. Mike, congratulations. You are hooked up with that AFCO.
Yeah, you are. And Paul Lepore, thank you. Such a great show.
Awesome, man.
So much to talk about. I mean, we didn't even talk about your adventures on adventure, bringing it from Florida and through the Panama Canal and all through the Caribbean and such and up the coast. And I mean, there's so much more to talk about, so you just have to come back.
I can't wait to come back.
And then, of course, you'll be a fly fishing expert in Montana by then.
You'll be with me.
Yeah, for a few days anyway. We're going to have some fun. It's going to be an interesting experience. But thank you for all you've done for Let's Talk Hookup over the many, many years.
Right.
And, hey, what I got to say is just enjoy your retirement. I'm very jealous.
Thank you.
Sometime soon, maybe, we'll join you more often than that. But of course, in the meantime, I've got to go do some field research this week, right? We're heading up to Queen Charlotte Safaris. This is our first of two Let's Talk Hookup trips up to go see Valerie and the great place, Queen Charlotte Safaris. Thank goodness they opened last Monday.
Yeah.
So we get to go. I'm flying up there, flying to Vancouver this afternoon and out to Queen Charlotte, up to Sandspit tomorrow afternoon and fishing by Monday with our Let's Talk Hookup group. I know Harold Davis is staying for the full double package there, but I know we have a group coming in this week and then a group coming at the end of the week up to Queen Charlotte. So that's going to be a really great trip. And I'll have a full report because I get back next Friday. I'll have a full report for you next Saturday about Queen Charlotte. And a place. What's cool about it is a place that we've never been. So
yeah,
it's look forward to that. And I want to thank Christian for manning the phones and all that he does. And thanks to Adam for all he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., you're going to have Corey and Rick here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Ryan Stahl, a new guy for Let's Talk Hookup, but certainly not a new guy in Southern California sport fishing fleet from the Game Changer. Great guy, great boat. Ryan Stahl will be here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9. He's been on that bluefin and doing really well with it. So those guys, and be sure to ask Corey about going offshore fishing.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
So thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.